Good morning and welcome to Bible Points. This is a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. So welcome and good morning. Today I'd like to talk about integrity. Does it ever seem to you that people are like lying to us? Does it feel like the media is just telling us more of their opinion rather than stating the facts of a story? And what about corporations? Are they honest in the products that they deliver and telling us what's in those products? And what about the government? Do you completely trust the government in all things? I would think not. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like being lied to. And we certainly don't want to lie to others. We don't want to be a part of that scenario. We want, since we are Christians, we want to be upright and blameless. We claim the blood of Jesus Christ, and therefore, our lifestyle is different than that of the world. Jesus calls us to a higher standard. What would it be like, do you think, if lying were a thing of the past? What if everyone practiced integrity? Would that be cool? That's doing the right thing. That's what integrity is all about, knowing the right thing to do and doing it. It's the right thing to do, even if it costs us something. You know, God redeems the righteous. Christians live with integrity as part of the nature of saints. We grow from the sin of the old man into the righteousness of the new man in Christ. Expect heaven, friends. It's His promise to us. But let's take a look at this verse. Psalm 26 and verse 11. But as for me, that is me personally, you can say this about yourself. Well, just here's the verse. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. That's Psalms 26 and verse 11. So I've got a choice. But as for me, you know, you have a choice. As for you, what is it you're going to do? I know what I'm going to do, but what is it you're going to do? And in this particular context, it says, I will live, that is, walk in my integrity. I've got to be good before God all the time. It's got to be a way of life for me. It's got to be a constant in my life. Will I make mistakes? Oh, absolutely. Will I sin from time to time? You know I will. But at the same time, my life pattern, the way that I live, is one of integrity. Now, in the old days, before we were baptized for the remission of our sins, we were perhaps not so integritous. I don't know if that's a word or not. I just made that up. We probably lied about some stuff. And we probably did the wrong thing rather than doing the right thing. But you know what? We were redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Someone took the time to share the good news of the gospel with us. And as that is the case, then we are becoming Christ-like. We are sharing our lives with Jesus Christ. We are in fellowship with Him. And if we are in fellowship with Him, that means our nature has to be His nature. And so we grow from the old man of sin into the new man of righteousness. Well, since we are redeemed, that is, bought back from the brink of disaster by the blood of Jesus Christ, we ask God to be gracious to us. Be gracious to me, Father. Proverbs 28, verse 6 says this, better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked, though he be rich. And we get this all the time, don't we? There are people that are wealthy that appear to be criminals, and then there are people who are dirt poor, and even though they seem to be good people. And I don't know about all of the ins and outs and the mixture of how all those things come about, but you've got a choice again. And if you are one with not so much good stuff, good wealth, I guess, better is the poor who walks in his integrity than the rich who lives in his criminality. You know, the Bible really has a lot to say about integrity. Integrity is doing right. Not doing something right is not the way of integrity. Friends, thank you so much for listening today. It's always a pleasure visiting with you, and you're always invited to our services. Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. for Bible class, 10:30 a.m. for worship services, and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for more Bible study. We would certainly love to have you, and we offer correspondence courses. You can email me at garland.churchofchrist@gmail.com. There are ways to get in touch with us. Look us up, www.matthewstreetchurchofchrist.com. We're on Facebook, too. Look us up there. Have a good day, friends. Blessings to you. Bye-bye now.